Unit 2. Keep the flame alive. 2F. Exercises 1 and 2, page 17. You will hear an interview with an event organizer called Edward White.
Hello and welcome. Today, I'm joined by one of the organizers of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico, USA, Mr. Edward White. Tell us about the fiesta.
Thank you, Linda. Well, it all started in 1972 when radio station manager Dick McKee asked hot air balloon owner Sid Cutter if he could use his balloon for the station's 50th birthday celebration. The conversation quickly moved on to what the largest ever gathering of balloons was, which had been in England with 19. Cutter agreed to try to break the record, but despite getting 21 pilots to sign up, strong winds coming from the south kept some of them from arriving on time. So on the 8th of April 1972, just 13 balloons took off from a shopping mall car park for the very first fiesta.
Just 13? But now it's the largest balloon festival in the world.
Yes, it grew year on year, but was moved to October to avoid the high desert temperatures. It got so big that we had to set a maximum limit of 1,000 balloons in case of safety issues. It's now the biggest tourist attraction in the state and a vital source of income, as it attracts around 1 million visitors over the 9 days.
You have different events over those 9 days, don't you? Tell us about them.
Well, for starters, everybody just loves watching hundreds of balloons take off each morning and fill the sky. Before that, though, there's the Dawn Patrol, when the first balloons go up with the first light at 6 a.m., and this is mostly appreciated by other balloonists because they can get an early idea of wind speeds and directions. Then there's the Special Shape Rodeo, which is the most popular event with families because they get to see all sorts of fun balloons shaped like animals or cartoon characters. At night, there's the Glodio, when the balloons stay on the ground, glowing in the darkness.
I also read that there are contests. Is that right?
Correct. There are special events where the pilots compete with each other, like the Fiesta Challenge, a game where balloonists attempt to drop a marker closest to a target. There's the Key Grab, where pilots attempt to grab prizes from the top of tall, flexible poles, including a set of keys to a new vehicle. Finally, there's the main event, the Gas Balloon Challenge Race, where balloons try to travel as far as they can.
One last question. How does the local community feel about the festival?
I'd say it's 99% positive. Balloons do occasionally come down on power lines, houses, or businesses, but thankfully, it's never been serious. The fiesta is enjoyed by a lot of people, with many residents watching or filming from their own backyards. A lot of artists even paint the balloons and sell their paintings. One minor issue is the trucks that follow each balloon to help when it lands and pick up the people in the basket. With hundreds of drivers on the roads, all looking up the whole time, needless to say, the traffic accident rate goes up that first week in October.